Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on and off the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smellwood, an international call.
Hail, all the way from the Neverland. Presenting
Cyanide.
Interface complete.
And I am completely up in this mofo flipper, man. Hey, check this out. Trying something new by doing a little show, you know what I'm saying, later on in the day, you know what I'm saying? Apologies to all my regular fans and listeners out there, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, got to do, you know what I'm saying, you got to reach out and do new things, you know what I'm saying? And coming soon, your boy will be moving on to a new network, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we starting something.
Oh,
new.
Groovy, baby.
Oh, appreciate you, homie, appreciate you. And, yeah, so we're going to be doing something new up in here, you know, bringing this thing from the afternoon. Probably going to be doing, like, four shows, you know what I'm saying? Four shows for y'all, man, and not 4 hours, you know what I'm saying? Not really four shows, but technically it'll be four shows, you know what I'm saying? Hour, because, you know, what we do here live on the Starship Smelly Pride is get it popping, you know what I'm saying? Get it popping. And that's how we do. I want to give a shout out to Empowered Women. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. I was hanging out on the show. And she's covering some good topics, you know what I'm saying? Covering some good issues, you know, talking about what your boy already been into. You know, harassed by the police. You know, y'all can go check out the YouTube. You know, flops, fake lazy officers patrolling the streets, you know what I'm saying? Check my whole series that I got coming out. You know, look out for the DVD and all that good stuff. And, yeah, so, you know, but I ain't trying to, because today is Friday, you know what I'm saying? So I don't really want to bog you all the way down with that, you know, kind of bad news, because that is some bullshit news, you know what I'm saying? Anytime you get harassed for recording anybody, period, you know what I'm saying, with all the fucking shit that's on the internet right now, it ain't no way that you're telling me that, you know what I'm saying? But it happens, so. You know, I gave my little story of how, you know, I got screwed over up there and you know, where I stay at. And but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? If you happen to be down here, flow weed up. You know, always remember my slogan is come on vacation and leave on probation. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. Shouts out to Ava, Indiana, you know, jumping on over here from the Empowered Women Show. Appreciate that. Check us out. This is the Starship Smelly Prize, you know, with your host. Captain smells so good, you know what I'm saying? And I normally have my international co-host, Mr. Cyanide from the Netherlands. But he's been playing hooky, you know what I'm saying, past couple of days. Yeah, it's all good, it's all good. But he will be back, and we'll be back fresh next week, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big for my health, your health Monday. And, yeah. Now, this is Fire Track Friday, so you know I got some people that's going to be calling in to hear some of their tracks that they sent me, you know what I'm saying? I got Young Rich, you know, by the way, DJ Party Time, he hooked that one up, so should be having a couple of people call in and be a little interactive on this show, you know, and that'll be cool, because we promote all independent artists, you know what I'm saying, from around the world, and I mean the world. Play some hot tracks, you know what I'm saying? Smoke them if you got them. Drink them if you don't. Do whatever you got to do, you know what I'm saying? Because we is getting ready for the weekend. Happy 4th of July for all of you all that celebrate 4th of July out there. I personally don't. But, hey, happy 4th of July to you, you know what I'm saying? My Independence Day is June 19th, you know what I'm saying? Because that is when the Southern black slaves were officially freed in Galveston, Texas. So, technically, that is my Independence Day, you know what I'm saying? July 4th, 1776, commemorates the United States, you know what I'm saying, from breaking bonds with Britain. But that ain't got shit to do with me, you know what I'm saying? So, That is what I celebrate, June 19th, you know what I'm saying, which is called Juneteenth for all my Southern folk out there. And for anybody who didn't know that, you've been enlightened. There you go. But happy 4th of July to you, you know what I'm saying? Hey, people celebrate Christmas, you know what I'm saying, and Easter bunnies and all that. So more power to you, you know. Just don't bring your opinion to me because I don't want to hear it. Yeah, pretty much. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to pump this thing on up because I said this is Fire Track Friday. What we do here is we play all the best independent artists from around the world. I mean, and we got some mellow to rap to country to spoken word. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Sindarin Maruat, one of my poets right here, you know what I'm saying, who drops me some of her tracks. I got some of her good music up in here. And that's what we do. So I'm getting into one little quick thing, man, and yeah, something for the ladies right now. I'm gonna get something for the ladies real smooth, you know what I'm saying? It's my boy Q Harper right here, you know what I'm saying? This is called Quiet Time. This is something mellow, a little smooth for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna take this thing like this, you know. And if you wanna call in, hit me up at 347-237-5125, cause we all the way live up in here. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, baby.
Hey.
You know, I want to make love to you with your clothes on. Is that right?
That's all right.
You see, baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. Feeling kind of worn down, baby, baby. Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I want to spend a little quiet time, you and me, baby. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Feeling
all
weak and you're kind of tired. Let me do all the things to make you feel so good, so, so good, baby. I want to make love to your mind, sweetheart. I want to make you feel like my queen, baby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my, 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 my. Cause it's been a long week, baby. Hey, 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 yeah. Feel it kind of worn down.
Let me rejuvenate you, baby. I wanna make you feel so good, baby. I
be out getting that double feedback on South Africa. We got to put myself on mute. You know what I'm saying? With this all.
Good night.
All right, y'all know I hit you up with a couple of promos. You know.
Beat me up on. Energize. Energize.
Are you ready to be tuned up for one of the hottest shows on the network? We'll join Captain Smell, so good, and international co-host Sayonai from the Netherlands, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on the Starship Smelly Prize at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
Do you mind telling me what this is all about, mister?
The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
So it's going down. This is how we do it. Fire Tracks Friday, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all my Native Americans out there. I mean, my real peoples, you know what I'm saying? The true inhabitants, you know what I'm saying? First peoples. Big ups to you, you know what I'm saying? Hanging out worldwide now, spread out, you know. But still, up in there, hanging on to their roots, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's just the purpose of this show, you know. You know, yeah, I guess you can tell that I am black. I am a brother, you know what I'm saying? And love myself, love thyself is what you're always supposed to do. So that's why you get knowledge like I be kicking it up on here, you know what I'm saying? Truth hurts. And if you can't take it, stay the hell away, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what we're going to do here each and every day that we are blessed to come up on here and talk to the world. And I mean the world. I got one more for the ladies, man, before I bring this thing on in a little hyperspeed. You know what I'm saying? This is my homeboy from Dead Dollar Ruckus. Dead Dollar Ruckus out there. Tanner Man Lure Line. You know what I'm saying? And featuring Gray Fox. And, yeah, just a little slow flow, y'all. A little slow flow. We're going to speed this thing on up. Fire Tracks Friday. Oh!
This is another
Dead
Dollar Ruckus.
Different.
about the girl you think I'm messing around. Oh, how can we hold our love, baby, hold our love down? Hey, baby, girl, got me thinking about leaving this time. Said I wanna moan about it.
right. Well, I'm on, angelfire.com, checking out Miss Ava, Indiana, trying to learn something about her. You know what I'm saying? This is what I do, people. I learn about you. If you want to learn about me, you know what I'm saying? You got to do your study, because this is how we doing it. You know what I'm saying? This is how we learn and to love each other. And that's what I do. Let's see if, okay, we got some patriotic songs. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Navajo slang terms. You know I'm always into that one. All right, because I ain't going to be able to sing that. All right, let's get into that. All right, who hit me up on the back end? It's Miss Mouth. And matter of fact, let me kick that promo out real quick. And attend to Miss Mouth, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Y'all, I got a little promo for you. Miss Mouth, check this out. This is down here in Tampa, Florida. You happen to be down in the area.
Attention all managers, artists, producers, and music professionals. It's going down. The Miss Mouth Times presents Buck and NR Indie Artist Seminar. Sunday, July 11th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Club Nouveau, downtown Tampa, 1701 North Franklin Street. Only $10 admission, so stop letting others decide your destiny and learn the tools needed to successfully market, promote, and sign yourself. For more info, list of speakers, or performance slots, visit www.themissmouthtimes.com or contact Miss Mouth directly at 813-235-5553.
All right, let me try something real quick. Now, right here live on the Starship Smelly Pride, I do Time to Learn a Language Tuesday or Time to Massacre a Language Tuesday, because we be trying to learn, but look, people, when you got a black person, a Mexican, and a person from Dutch trying to speak Spanish, yeah, that's a little kind of crazy mix. Or, you know what I'm saying, we done did a Macedonian, Afrikaan language, did a little bit of Chinese, Vietnamese, Chao Boi Toi, all my Vietnamese people out there, you know what I'm saying, and Grute, you know what I'm saying, all my Afrikaan people, you know what I'm saying, out there, you know, who dog, all my Dutch people out there, and it'd be very interesting, you know what I'm saying. So it just so happens that I'm coming up, you know what I'm saying, we just finished up the Dutch language, and so now we're moving on. We're moving on. And so, being that I got Miss Ava Indiana on the show, she has gave me an inspiration and a few resources to start the new language. So, on this Tuesday, for the rest of the month of July, we will be going into the Indian languages and the different, you know what I'm saying, and as she says, there's over 60 different languages. So, we shouldn't have a problem, you know what I'm saying, tearing up a few of them. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it here. That's how we do it. So make sure y'all come through and check that out next week. We'll be doing that on Tuesday, starting that up real big. And, yeah. Give y'all, and this is what you can expect when you come on the show. Like, check this out. This is a Navajo phrase for, like, to apologize. When you want to apologize, you say, Shadinia. Now, I'm probably get a big laugh out loud. You know what I'm saying? If that's wrong, there go blessed angel eyes.
My blessed angel eyes.
Yeah. And, well, y'all check in and we'll, oh, you can hear it too. Oh, that's hot. Little speaker. Well, that's what we're going to be getting into. You know what I'm saying? They even got a term for Burger King. I'll be king. The literal definition is just enough food to get strength from. Only my grandma's sister uses this term. I thought it was cute, so I added it. The phrase comes from phrases used like di bikin nanish do, which means from this I'll have energy to work. And if you're fucking with Burger King, you probably won't. Your ass will be asleep. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what Burger King do. It puts you to sleep. So, right here, man, you know, we're getting into hits after hits after hits. And it's going down real big. Big ups to Empowered Women, too, man, doing their thing over there. Covering some little hot issues. That was cool. You know what I'm saying? And big ups to the Coach K show. You know what I'm saying? The Coach K and Miss Angel show. You know what I'm saying? He was over there rocking it, rocking out with the old hits. You know what I'm saying? So I got to bring you on up into the new. You know what I'm saying? Now moving on to a new network coming soon. You can check your boy out on Paranormal. SoupNetwork.com. I'll be hitting up the entertainment section on that show. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, bringing all my independentness, you know what I'm saying, over to the network. But a brother gonna be getting paid up in that thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's what time it is. I got a new song, you know what I'm saying, from my artist, Miss John New. Now, you know, I'm gonna play it because I let the world tell me, you know, how you like it. Or how you don't like it, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter to me, cause all feedback is good feedback when it comes to this industry that we is in. You know what I'm saying? And real quick, you know, I gotta ask Miss Blessed Angel Eyes.
Dang,
you know,
baby, would you like some fries with that shake?
Oh.
So, do you like fat guys with no money?
My bad, girl.
My meds are kicking in.
Check this out, you know what I'm saying? This is a new cut right here live to the network. You know what I'm saying? And you ever want to call in, hit me up, 347-237-5125. You know, we all the way to live, 2 hours strong up in here. You know what I'm saying? Giving it to you long. Uh-oh, did I say that? I am live on the radio, ain't I? My bad, people, my bad. All right, check this out. This is John New. New song's called I'm That Bitch. You know what I'm saying? No, I will never call a lady that. Unless you want me to call you that or it's warranted. You know what I'm saying? That's
I'm
real.
That bitch. Yeah, I'm that bitch. Yeah, I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. I got good pussy. I'm that bitch. Yeah, I make that money.
is Johnny. You can check out at www.myspace.com/JohnnyThePrincess. And, yeah, here's more live music and all that good ish. You know what I'm saying? Coming to you live. Hey, what we gonna do, man? We finna go ahead and take this thing on to another level. You know what I'm saying? This is Javon Black right here. You know what I'm saying? Something for the ladies out there. You know what I'm saying? Hollering at y'all. What's up? This is Fire Track Friday, man. You riding out. Step felt so good in the building, man. How you feeling? Getting ready for the weekend.
Hey. Hey, little mama. Oh, little mama. Hey, yeah. Ride, ride.
Right there live, man. Fire Track Friday. I know what time it is, man. Hey. Gonna get into one of my homeboys out of Dade City. Shouts out of Dade City. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out there holding it down. For the Crying City Record crew, you know what I'm saying? It's my dog Krim right here. And this is Money on My Mind. Because the Krill hit man, you know what I'm saying? Creek, Bobby Tretch. Everybody holding it down for the Crying City Records crew, man. This is how we do.
Break it on down, I'ma sing it.
I gotta keep it pushing, man. Money to the ceiling. From the shoulder, paper holder, even drawer dealing. Bricks to the ceiling, man. I must be amazing. Ain't selling shit, bitch. Call Perry Mason. Unsolved mystery. I'm about to let it chop a chain. Indicators weak. Yeah, I'm about to let my nuts hang. Bound City Records, and we do it B.I.G. Spinning things on the charter. Got your bitch off all in me. What the fuck you talking about? Your studio game can't never kill shit. So I'ma call you Wayne. I got the right girl, and it's going for the lower round here in Crab City. It's a slight tell us no. I got the snipers on the roof. My trap is hater proof. Get your money right, your heater tight. I'm ripping up the booth. I got the snipers on the roof. My trap is hater proof. Get your money right, your heater tight. I'm ripping up the booth.
Yeah.
Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grill. Bank roll so big. Hoes on my dick. Trying to get a quick lead. I got a stack quick. Bring it on down. I'ma sell it this shit. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grill. Bank roll so big. Hoes on my dick. Trying to get a quick lead. I got a stack quick. Bring it on down. I'ma sell it this shit. Give me your number, yeah, I'ma hit you right back. I got a better call, a nigga on the two stacks. I gotta get my cheese up, money over everything. What the fuck I look like, where's the pocket chain? Just bought a new whip on a Nana Dane. Just left the studio with the hit man. Yeah, I need to slow down, but I love ball. Hoes love me so much, they chase me through the mall. Bitches come a dime a dozen like a crater egg. Get it to the small, but she got some big legs. This looking juicy, so I call that bitch Lucy. Fuck a dick decent, she own that Gucci. Call me up with heels, cause I made them hoes wet. Cause I bet they make a bet. I better yes, quit because my money's so long. When I finish this track, we'll be singing this song. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip. Bank roll so big. Hoes on my dick. Trying to get a quick lead. I got a stack queen. Bring it on down. I'ma sell it this shit. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip. Bank roll so big. Hoes on my dick. Trying to get a quick lead. I got a stack queen. Bring it on down. I'ma sell it this shit.
Yeah, that's Crime City Records right there. Mr. Krim holding it down real big. Money on my mind. Yeah, yeah. Y'all already know it's top of the hour, man. We got the Nutty News coming up. Top of the hour, Nutty News from around the world is coming up. You know what I'm saying? All right, it's going down real big. Let me go ahead and keep this thing moving, 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 working, working, and twerking. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, this is one of the hottest shows on the internet, on and off the internet. You know what I'm saying? If you can't,
can you dig it?
If you can't,
you dig it?
Then be
a
own.
No good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
You'll be all that. And more if you don't tune in for what I got for you. You know what I'm saying? This is how we do, man. Let me go ahead and do what I do. And let me drop a commode.
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software. Introducing American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click. Oh, wait.
With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox. No, that's not it. Maybe I... No. Damn.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing open? Open! Application in use? What application? I can't even start any applications!
All now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your even online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
It sucks! All right, now it's time to go ahead and get a dance on a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to take this thing on over to Miss Shelly K and let her dance with me.
Here, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggintess? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggintess. Why can't I find Amanda Huggintess?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Little SOB. If I ever find out who you are, I'm gonna shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
Y'all forget, man.
Attention all managers, artists, producers, and music professionals. It's going down. The Miss Mountain Times presents Buck and NR Indie Artist Seminar. Sunday, July 11th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Club Nouveau, downtown Tampa, 1701 North Franklin Street. Only $10 admission, so stop letting others decide your destiny and learn the tools needed to successfully market, promote, and sign yourself. For more info, list of speakers, or performance slots, visit www.themissmouthtimes.com or contact Miss Mouth directly at 813-235-5553.
Yeah, y'all hear it here live. That's Miss Mouth. Doing it real big coming up this next Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Not this Sunday, but the Sunday after that. We'll be up in the building, you know, holding it down for her. Just like
Mama, here to
down.
Talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
Yeah. Get back into this thing, man. There's still something for the ladies. You know what I'm saying, ladies out there? I hope y'all got y'all a little boy toy. You know what I'm saying? If you need one, holler at me, 347-237-5125. My dog Ashwood right here. Check him out, www.ashwood.com. It's going down real big. Record of game, WDGE Radio. Hey.
I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband, I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy, I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy, I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband, I'm your boy toy. Flirting with the mailman, girl, he not delivering. I put the ice in my mouth and have your kitty shivering. Pleasing you in every way, whatever you considering. As far as a man, he don't like to hold hands. I hold up both of them while we working on our tan. Carry you on my back while we walking through the sand. She said he never listened. I let her talk for hours. Now I got a tipsy making love in the shower. First I'm on top, then we switching up the angle. I hit it from the back while I'm gripping on your ankles. Her man see the halo, she far from my angel. This is her favorite song, can't wait for the jingle. I get the sex for free, I don't have to break bread. I made a few feet, now it's running down a ledge. Every time the song play, her boyfriend get uncomfortable. Don't worry, when I'm done, she gon' come home to you. Cause I'm your boy toy, I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy, I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband, I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy, I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy, I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband, I'm your boy toy. I'll never meet ya. Since you found that you can keep her, she still won't sneak to see me cause I go keep her. Don't get upset cause she living with you. She just come through when she wants something new. She blow me up a lot cause you be messing up a lot. You cooked the other day but getting pulled away the pot. Then shorty got hot and came straight to my spot. If you only knew, I stay right around the block. She hold me real tight, putting scratches on my back. Cause ever since I hit her booty, got a little fat. Keep pushing, my flow is like I'm in the limelight. Ashwood and HD, boy, get your mind right. She got me locked in, name say Cameron. Go through a phone, you won't pay attention to Cameron. Give you a little
Now tighten up. You think she don't smoke? We bout to go chill. She lighten up, cause I'm
her. I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy.
How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy?
I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy.
I'm not your man or husband. I'm your boy toy.
I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy.
How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy?
I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy.
I'm not your man or husband. I'm your boy toy.
Like I said, if you need a boy toy, I'll let the boy. Yeah, man, y'all know how we do it, man. Couple people want to shout me out, man. Let him shout me out.
Me and my boy Eddie K chilling with DJ Smell So Good, the hottest DJ on the planet. Come check us out, the Takeover Tour, www.officialtwomanarmy.com. Let's get it.
Yeah, you hear him? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and give y'all a little two-man army real quick. Them boys doing big things on the Takeover Tour. Shouts out to MB Promotions, steady giving that continued support. Mr. Shell out there, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing real big for the group. And shouts out to the Armor Down Dancers, you know what I'm saying, out there holding it down. And that's real big. So this is one of their little new songs, you know what I'm saying, that they doing, pushing. And it's called Sanchez with it. We're going to get into this thing, man. Cranking you up, Fire Tracks Friday. In the building with the Captain Smell So Good on the Starship Smelly Prize. What's up?
You now I'm tuned to the greatest.
479.
Hey, two-man army, third world. And don't touch that dial, and I'm your host,
hey,
Church
hey,
Boy. Let's go.
Drop it to the flow, now Sanchez with it. Break it back up, now get it, get it. Break it to the flow, now Sanchez with it. Drop it to the flow, now get it. They like it, I'm getting calls all in New York. Break it back up, now get it, get it. Break it to the flow, now stand.
Theater General. No girls to notice enough for them, you know. I get crazy in time them see a man, you know. And them get hot in time them see a man. And one thing me I tell you, sir. Brag upon them, man. Bust upon them. Watch out. 24, 1, 7, 10, too long. You know, stop mad, you matey, all direction. 24, 1, 7, 10, too long. You know, stop mad, you matey, all direction. Matey, mad again. New brand dress, I kill them. Matey, mad again. Brand new shoes, they match them. Matey, mad again. New hairstyle, they test them. Matey, mad again. Can't give you no problem. Your mate, I try test, but your mate already. Because your mate, no, she borrow from somebody. Are you your man want and for your matey? I run down your man like she not easy. But for your man I use him, I use your matey. You are the woman a house so you ever ready. Ya wash and you a cook and keep the place tidy. So right now you can show up on your matey. 24, 1, 7, take too long. You don't stop mad your matey all direction. 24, 1, 7, take too long. You don't stop mad your matey all direction. Come matey's a girl where him can go a dance. When him a rub and when him a tangle on. But you as the wife, him carry out a club. Lord my God, a man him kill you with love. Everything where you want, him ask you to forgive. And you know for your matey a check negative. She say, leave your man cause she acting stupid. Cause your man no want her cause everything him a give. Matey mad again, new brand shoes a kill them. Matey mad again, new hairstyle say match them. Matey mad again, brand new frock a kill them. Matey mad again, new brand dress to match them. Him buy you a house pan a nice piece of land. The cure your matey wanna cure out she program. She not get nothing. She's like a bag of ban. I wish she just a dish, she just a run down your man. Are you your man love and no want another one? Him give you a son and a daughter, you no man. That simple mean you are the loving woman. A little later, him put the ring for your hand. 24, 1, 7, take too long. You don't stop by your matey all direction. 24, 1, 7, take too long. You don't stop by your matey all direction. A serious thing, fi take a girl man. Cause them the type of living is outer. And every poor have a stick out a bush now man. So why the girl that can't go look a next man. Every time them get up a fool round of people man. But tell your mate say she have to change her plan. A new brand study, a new brand action. The coffee your mate come in like a rang bang. 24, 1, 7, take too long. You don't stop mad your matey all direction. 24, 1, 7, take too long. You don't stop mad your matey all direction. Matey mad again, brand new shoes and kill them. Matey mad, new brand new style to match them. Matey mad again, brand new dress and kill them. Every outfit you wear, there be no problem. I see queens you wear and them not have it, my friend. The most dear things you wear, them can't by then. Your man a name brand, you wear the name brand them. And that's why men know you a give them problem. 24, 1, 7, take too long. You don't stop mad, you matey all direction. 24, 1, 7, take too long. You don't stop mad, you matey all direction.
Mad matey again. That's my homeboy Grindsman right there, new artist, you know what I'm saying? Coming to you from Boston, you know what I'm saying, out of Boston, Massachusetts. Well, he down here in Miami, Florida. But his management company, I&I Records, you know what I'm saying, doing a real big Hot Steps magazine. Miss Linda Blake is who's managing him, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, got some hot tracks, you know what I'm saying. I play everything, reggae, old school, you know what I'm saying. If it's independent, you know what I'm saying, it gets played here. Up in here, you know what I'm saying? So I want to say what's up to all the lovely ladies out there, Mofo Flipper, you know what I'm saying? What's happening? Welcome to the show, you know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and pour y'all up a cup of,
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up? What's that?
It's a great new taste of ice cold Thunderbird with grapefruit juice. Just pour the juice in the bottle and...
Shake them up, shake them up, shake them up. Thunderbird and grapefruit juice.
Shake them up.
That's a... Shake 'em up.
Wow, totally together.
Grapefruit juice. Shake 'em up.
Now you get... get some.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
That's real. That's real. Shake them up, baby. Check this out. We're going to get into what I call the nutty news of the day. Now, I got to prepare you people, all right? Because some of you would be thinking this was the standard news that you would be getting on your telly. No.
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle Benny's and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
And that's what I'm talking about.
When everything is right, there's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like, I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
Time for the nutty news. Time for the nutty news. That's real. Nutty news comes from your part by nuttynewstoday.com and nuttynewswire.com. You know what I'm saying? It's going down for all your wire, weird, and crazy news from around the world. And I mean the world. Shout out to the two beautiful ladies up here. Beautiful butterfly. Ow, ow. Don't make me pop that cocoon, girl. You know what I'm saying? And beautiful angel eyes. Oh, yes. Blessed beautiful angel eyes. She done changed the name, but it's all good. Yeah. Them are people. They represent what's happening. And check this out. Wasser's los. You know what I'm saying? To all my Deutschland peoples up there. You know what I'm saying? Speaker, Sprecher de Deutsch up in this mofo flipper. And a man is facing jail time. Yeah, we all be over here in Germany, people. Because he has Hitler's speech as his mobile ringtone. Right. There's some green smoke protruding my airspace right now. Y'all will have to excuse that. You know what I'm saying? A German man is facing up to 6 months in jail for having a speech by Adolf Hitler as his mobile phone ringtone. Yeah. Right. The 54-year-old had a Hitler speech in which the Führer pledged the destruction of world Jewry if Germany was dragged into war, programmed into his Nokia phone. Passengers aboard a train in Hamburg heard the bizarre ringtone several times during a journey and reported him to police. Yeah, who seized him when the train stopped? Okay, people, give you a bit of warning here. Yeah, do give awards, you know what I'm saying, for stupidity. So what ends up happening when crooks do stupid stuff like the guy right there, not normally, you know, not necessarily a crook, you know what I'm saying, but you get an award.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
And I mean... Come on. Rock Wallow with another one. All right, pumping it up. We're taking it on over here to Arizona, y'all.
I like this.
Where if you haven't been listening to the news, Mexico is to have voice in court. Yeah, against the Arizona law. That's what I'm talking about. Mexico gets its a say in one of the lawsuits challenging Arizona's immigration enforcement law. A federal judge granted Mexico's request to be allowed to file a legal brief supporting the challenge. That means the judge will consider the brief Mexico submitted previously. Mexico says it wants to defend its citizens' rights and that the law would lead to racial profiling and hinder trade and tourism. Well, if y'all are focusing on the plan, that's what they want to do. And that's the only way you're going to, you know, get people to bow down to accept the fact that, oh, we have to be one nation, under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice. Fuck that. Anyway, let's go on over here to New York, man. Abercrombie shuts New York store. Yep, due to bed bugs. Yeah. Teen apparel chain Abercrombie and Fitch company has closed its Hollister store in New York City due to bed bug infestation. The store in Manhattan's Soho neighborhood was closed on Wednesday, the company said. It said it was in the process of removing the bed bug and hoped to reopen the store soon. Yeah, so all you guys go ahead and run and jump in bed at Abercrombie and Fitch. See what happens to you. Yeah. California, Jeffrey Jones faces felony charge. Yeah. Los Angeles prosecutors have charged actor Jeffrey Jones, best known for his role as Principal Rooney in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which failing to update his sex offender registration information. According to the Associated Press, Jones pleaded no contest in 2003 to a felony charge stemming from his hiring of a 14-year-old boy to pose for sexually explicit snapshots. Yeah, I don't condone the gayism. Definitely don't condone the poor child pornography. You know what I'm saying? That is a definite no-go on this show. And, yeah. Here you go, bro.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah. He deserves that one. All right, check this out, people. Let's keep it moving. A little jazzy jazz in the background. Ellen Nordegren, $750 million lawsuit. Yeah, they're selling, people. They're selling. I suddenly don't feel so bad for Ellen Nordegren, as she is owning Tiger Woods and his massive fortune. Sure, he is a big old slut and likes a rough trick, but she is about to be rich. Yeah. Like Oprah Rich. The divorce detail is spewing out over the net, and Ellen has played her cards well. The Tiger will not be allowed to expose his kids to his whore parade and can only introduce them to a girlfriend if he marries her. That power also comes with one of the biggest payouts in celebrity divorces, $750 million. Yeah. Well, that's, hey, that's what you get, dog. You know what I'm saying? You be screwing around, people. It's the deaf doer's part. You know what I'm saying? For rich or poor, not to screw everyone else just because I'm married. You know what I'm saying? This is another fact, people. The giant cricket of Africa enjoys eating human hair. Yeah. That's nutty. And let's give you one more. Chris Brown used eye drops to fake cry at BET Awards. Oh, man. Chris Brown caused a lot of chatter at the BET's Awards Sunday when he broke down in tears during a Michael Jackson tribute. Before he took the stage to belt out Man in the Mirror, a backstage source tells us one of Brown's bodyguards gave the singer 21 tear-inducing eye drops. Right. I'll buy that for a dollar. Shouts out to Big 66 up in this mofo flipper, man. What's happening? Easy rider. Yeah. And this is a nutty fact. A Texan convicted of robbery worked out a deal. Okay. Alrighty then. Don't know where that came from, but all right. A Texan convicted of robbery worked out a deal to pay $9,600 in damages rather than serve a 2-year prison sentence. For payment, he gave the court a forged check. Yeah, he got his prison term back plus 8 more years. Wow. Yeah, that's how they do it, people. That's how they do it. Must be nutty. Must be nutty. Where the hell is this at? It doesn't have a location, but thief robs teen of dollar. Yeah, then steals a kiss. Got a bit. Bicycling thief stopped on a Southern California. Well, that's where we're at, people, in California. Stopped on a Southern California street to grab a 16-year-old girl, rob her of the only dollar in her purse, and steal a kiss. Yeah. Santa Ana police said Thursday that a teenager was walking near her apartment when a man suddenly grabbed her, took her purse, handed the girl her wallet, and demanded money. She took out a dollar, which was all she had, and gave it to the man. Coleman says the robber then grabbed the girl and kissed her on the mouth before pedaling away on his bicycle. I guess you got DNA evidence, don't you? Oh, my bad, people. My bad. It's kind of tasteless. I guess that was tasteless. Oh. Just bullshit. In Berlin, according to Reuters, alligator takes late-night stroll through town. Yeah. It wasn't big, though. An alligator was found roaming the streets of a small German town in the middle of the night, authorities said on Friday. Police in Groß-Ronheim got a 2 a.m. phone call on Thursday from a bystander who said he had just seen an alligator walking in front of a motorcycle shop in the center of town. At first, they broke out laughing. Yeah, said police spokesman Ferdinand Derrick. Ferdinand. I laugh. Right. Fountain Hill, Arizona, according to the Weekly Vice. Man earned himself an early vacation, charged with viewing child porn images at work. Sounds like our government. Oh, my bad. Did I just say that? Michael Brown, 49-year-old Arizona man, was jailed Tuesday after he allegedly used a photo kiosk at work to view child pornography. Yeah. According to Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, manager at the CVS Pharmacy. Yeah. In Fountain Hills, called police after discovering several child porn images on a photo kiosk located at the store. Investigators say Brown, who is a shift supervisor at the store, loaded the images onto the kiosk using a memory card. Yeah. Where they could then be printed. It's believed Brown likely did not realize the images would be stored on the kiosk after using it to view or print the images. Sure, I'll buy that for a dollar. But just for you getting busted, brother, here's your...
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much, people. Yeah. Let me go ahead and beam somebody up on in this mofo flipper, you know what I'm saying? This is Fire Tracks Friday, man. You know, I'm playing a lot of hot music. Taking a break out real quick just to give y'all some nutty news, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let me beam 412 up in here real quick. Y'all hold on, people. Y'all excuse me. Hello, hello, hello.
You left half my arm out. Do it again. God damn it, you always do that. Oh, that's
take
better.
That.
Son of a bitch. Why do you do that all the time for?
You sound soft,
brother.
Like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
left my damn arm out that time again. What the hell, Smelly? What's
up? Well, man.
Yeah, well, that's probably good, though, because that'd be less hand I got to blow off here on 4th of July.
Hey, you know, it kind of sucks when you got 4th of July and motherfuckers tell you you can't buy fireworks. Like, what the fuck is that?
I'll tell you what's crazy is, you know, I did blow off two fingers, Smelly, when I was a little kid. I don't have my pinky finger and my half of my index finger I had blown off.
You look like the old white chick on Cloak and Dagger, huh?
Well,
I was chick with three fingers.
Oh, let me tell you what I did. I was making a bomb. I had my father had a gunpowder thing. He used to make his own shells, and so I had his gunpowder in a can, and he had the BBs and everything for shotgun shells. So we had a vise there too, like a regular vise. So I got a bunch of Ohio blue tip matches. Okay, I got about 20 of them. I got the gunpowder. I put some BBs in it. Put a bunch of gunpowder. Then I put it in tin foil. Okay. Then I got the vise and I got some tape and I taped it up. Then I got this thing in a vise. I was going to make it real tight. And I started squeezing that vise. And I guess the matches caught. Blew this fucker sky high. Blew my fingers off my hand. Oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
Hey.
And this was, you was how old?
Oh, hell, I was about 11. You know what? Guess what? Hey, guess what? If you believe that, I'll tell you another one.
Guess what?
I didn't blow my fingers off, but I did do everything else. I'm kidding about the fingers. But I did do everything else. I was playing around with that friggin' gunpowder, and, you know, I was downstairs in the basement, and all of a sudden that sucker blew up with them BBs in it and all that. Oh, it could have been dangerous. It could have been dangerous. You do stupid shit when you're a kid, you know?
Yeah, well, we blew up lizards and mailboxes with acid bombs and all that kind of shit. You know?
Yeah.
You weren't the smartest cookies in the bunch, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I used to always piss around, like, mixing chemicals together to poison people. Like, I used to hate this guy that lived next door to me. Me and my buddy used to get Clorox and Ajax and get all this stuff. We get it to try
but
to look
these are
like,
fictional statements, people.
Well, we used
know,
to get it to try to look like we used to get it to try to look like lemonade. We were like 4 years old then. We used to get it to look like lemonade, and we wanted to poison this fucking guy named Leo. We hated this prick, and so we were going to try to poison him, but he would never drink it.
That's how we do it, kids. Yeah, back in the days, man.
Oh, yeah.
Now you guys got computers and laptops and fucking cell phones.
They don't have no fun no more.
Yeah, I don't do no fun, man. Y'all don't know nothing about blowing up a mailbox and coming 2 inches away from putting somebody's eye out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't know about getting BB gun, playing BB gun wars and shooting people's windows out.
I used to
wrestling in the street.
I used to like to throw rocks at cars when I was like about 45 years old. I was always good.
Yeah, everybody did that. All guys I know have done that.
Well,
we used to hide on a roof, and but we used to be. We'd wait till nighttime. We'd hang up. We'd be on the roof, and it'd be like at an empty house. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We all climb up on the roof, and we'd wait till cars get about. You know what I'm saying? They'd ride by, and we'd hit them one time. Boom! Hit like the side door. And they'll keep going, and we'll wait. They get like a block down. I mean, everybody just chuck rock like a block down, and whoever hit them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or you hear boom, you know what I'm saying? And they backing up, you know what I'm saying? We jumping off the roof, running down the street, you know what I'm saying? And you know, of course, we ain't never get caught, but good old times.
Well, did you ever make homemade gunpowder bombs, or make? Wait, did you ever make your own gunpowder out of saltpeter?
No, we I'm from the hood. We ain't know nothing about that. We ain't know nothing about breaking
Peter's
open. We broke open the firecrackers and took the shit out of there, but we ain't do nothing.
Well, here's
with
what you do. The main ingredient in saltpeter is called potassium nitrate. And you used to be able to go to the hardware stores and buy it. Okay? I mean, drug stores and buy it. And then what you would do is you would add a little bit of sulfur to it. Then you would add, saltpeter. Then you'd add a little bit of charcoal. You didn't have to, but you would. But anyway, this stuff, if you put a match to it, it would just like flare up like, you know what I mean? Like gunpowder would flare up. But now if you would put it in something combustible, like a little cardboard tube, like a little cylinder, okay, and you'd put a fuse to it and everything, you know, you could get this thing to actually work like a like an M80. So we used to do that. We used to get that potassium nitrate and sulfur and a little bit of charcoal in it, and we used to make our own gunpowder like that.
Wow. I'm wild right now, people. I mean,
and we did some smart shit. Now, we were like chemists. Man, you know, we should have started making crystal meth instead of fucking around with that fucking saltpeter shit.
Oh, yeah, it really blew yourselves up. Yeah.
And then you'd be handling that saltpeter, and you wouldn't be able to get a hard-on for a fucking week.
Well, that's what they use in the jailhouse,
right.
You know what I'm saying? And in the military, they use that...
saltpeter.
You know what I'm saying? Saltpeter, yeah, that's what they call it. Saltpeter, because that's what you're going to have after you take that shit. You're going to have a saltpeter, goddammit. Your ass ain't getting nothing up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the hell it is. But it's anti-yang up. That's what it is. It's anti-yang up. Can't get the yang up.
Hey, where's Cyanide been at?
Oh, man, playing hooky, man. You've been playing hooky, man.
You know what, man? You know, he comes around, and I see him everywhere, but I haven't seen him here.
Yeah, playing hooky. But, no, he around, you know what I'm saying?
Bubba
like
here to
this
talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com. Right now.
Go, Bubba, go.
Like,
Avon calling.
Well, Smelly, I think you earned some free bids this for the weekend. So I think you're going to have to give me a call later on tonight.
Oh,
on the number
drat, these computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
Pinch their nipples.
Going down, man. Yeah, y'all going over to bid66.com.
You got my number on there. You got my number on your screen there, don't you?
Yeah. You want me to put it out there to the world? Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Call me up tonight, and I'll throw some bids on for you later on. We'll let you have a little fun this weekend.
I got you in my phone already.
Yeah, you have to call me, though. You got to give me a call. So I've been thinking
some
about
that. Bids going on. You saw the bitches come by bid66.com. Goddamn, let's get some bid wars going on.
A lot of prizes given out, man. We gave out a couple iPads this week. I think three iPads already. Taking me fucking broke, man. Everybody's taking me broke. Too many winners.
Right.
Too many.
I got my Apple iPad for $30.
Yeah. That's expensive.
Yeah, so how the fuck are they breaking you, buddy, huh?
Yeah, they've been going for $3. What are you talking about?
What?
Yeah, $3.
Hey. No, I got mine for $3. I didn't. Hey. You could.
I'm gonna have to get Bubba to come on your show sometime.
What's that? Oh, some winners? Hell yeah, bring them up.
Bubba, the guy, the DJ that did the commercial, I'll have him come on your show sometime. He's a good friend of mine.
Right. Right.
How much penis do you have? How much penis do you have in your mouth right now?
I'll buy that for a dollar. Hey, man. Woman attacked 15-year-old girl and tried to sell her for crack cocaine. Did you know that?
Well, that's pretty old. I like to see them when they sell them when they're about 3 years old.
No.
They're all worn out by the time they're 15.
What about a Burger King worker charged with adding pain pills to burgers?
Now, where's that at? I'll get one right now. Where's that place at? I'll fly there right now.
Jacksonville, Florida. Former Burger King employee Woody Duclos, 20, and Brian Keith, 32, were jailed after Ducio placed pain pills into at least two sandwiches, which he then served to customers. According to the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, A 21-year-old Southside woman contacted authorities after she reportedly took a bite out of her chicken sandwiches, only to find it had been garnished with a blue pill. Although she reportedly did not swallow the pill, investigators say she suffered a seizure as a result, requiring emergency care at a local hospital. Damn!
That was either a Lorazep that she swallowed or a Roxycodone. They're blue.
But she said she didn't. But that she didn't swallow it though. But yeah, okay, because it was in her mouth. She did chew it.
That ain't gonna give me a fucking seizure. That's a lie.
Yeah, well, you know, this is a brother now. This is a black dude, so they ain't gonna burn his ass.
Lying black dude.
They don't burn his ass. No, I'm saying it's a black dude that did it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. A black dude put
the
pill in the sandwich.
Yeah, they gonna burn it. Yeah.
They ain't done no black dude giving up any dope like that.
But they pain pill. We don't know nothing about no fucking pain pills. I ain't know what the hell you just said, a Lorazep, or whatever the hell you just said.
Yeah, Lorazep. Lorazeps are blue.
I don't know what the hell that is. I don't had an accident. The only thing I knew about was Soma. What the hell was it? What they gave me? Soma, narcoma, or some shit.
And probably a narco.
Yeah. And some motherfucking ibuprofen, like 800 milligram ibuprofen. That was it. And I ain't take that shit because it made me feel like a zombie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that fucked you up.
I wasn't with that. former cop faces 63 count criminal complaint after attempting to lure a woman into bestiality acts with his dog.
All right, a Mexican standoff.
Yeah, California. That's Cali, man.
Fucking donkey was all pissed off. He didn't get any action today.
Damn. According to the police, Cyanis worked for the Santa Ana and Staten Police Departments from 79-86. He was convicted of stalking in 1998, which made him a felon. Man, that's crazy. Also, while looking into his allegations of fraud, grand theft, etc., they uncovered a Craigslist posting in which he was allegedly attempting to set up meetings with women who were interested in having sex with his Labrador Retriever.
Sounds like a party.
This was a crime. The woman charged with beating son with horse whip after he failed to clean a bathroom in 5 minutes. What was wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that. I don't see nothing wrong with it. Fucker should be beat.
He should have gave you fucking speed up. Shit. I ain't even reading that one. He's talking speed up. Damn it. Get your ass over. Pow, pow. Did I tell you 3 minutes? I tell you 3 minutes. Not bad. All right. Well, how about cops caught up with druggie, but let her finish karaoke song before arresting her? Oh. Good old Oklahoma police. Yeah. Let's see. Was dad nabbed after deputies waited for her patiently to finish singing karaoke before slapping on the handcuffs.
What song was she
singing?
Yeah,
had a warrant. I don't know. Well, they don't say what she was drinking.
No, what song was she singing?
Oh. Don't tell.
I'm stupid, motherfuckers. That's like the most important part of it, you know?
Yeah, she didn't. Yeah, they don't say. Her name is
Duty.
Oh, and her last name is Duty.
Duty?
Duty.
Oh, beauty.
D-O-O-T-Y. Duty.
Okay.
Right. I know you call Helen school boy. Hey, Duty. I smell Duty. Ooh,
I call
him.
Hey, you ugly
like
motherfucker.
Duty. You smell like Duty. Duty turns around.
Fucking slut.
And, that's
come
the
over
woman
here,
charged
pig
with shoving socks into boys' mouth, taping mouth closed during extension cord meetings. Now that sounds like how I grew up. Yeah.
I've had a few extension cords beat with. How about you?
Yeah, and I didn't have the luxury of getting a sock stuffed in my mouth. I had to scream out loud.
Get beat with the part that had a plug on it, you know?
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Hey, I always fuck these little punk-ass kids these days, man. It's a bunch of little punk-ass kids. Can't take shit.
Take a little beating.
Let's see. Take a fucking beating. Well, how about Granny sells goats to help possess girl? Right. Okay. 8-year-old African girl has been unfit to go to school for the past 11 months because her parents claim she is possessed with dead relatives' avenging spirits. Young Mitchell Dongoring Guerrero of Zamunya. Damn, it is a place. Zamunya. In Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
Yeah, that was off of Coming to America.
Zamunya, Zimbabwe.
And the capital of Zamunya. Yeah. Actual place in Zimbabwe. And was forced to leave school in September because she was speaking in voices identified as her late aunt and uncle. Wow. The Manica Post reports her dead uncle, who was allegedly assaulted in the throes of death by family members, is demanding through Mitchell that he receive 6 beasts as compensation. Alrighty then. Don't know what the hell that means, but
you can fucking hear that music's up so fucking loud.
Hey man, this is good porn. Well, no, this is not even good porn music. My bad. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Supposed to be the porn music.
That's better. There you
go.
Hey,
porn always comes through, man.
I read something on my Facebook. Somebody sent me about some new fucking boat they got out for the oil spill. Did you hear anything about it? It's supposed to be like a gigantic motherfucking ship.
Fag shit, man. What the fuck ever? How they just got this shit?
Up, half a million barrels of oil a day.
Man. And guess who's going to get all of that?
Who?
Off the books. Off the books.
Who, Bush?
See, nobody ain't paying attention to that. Everybody's worried about the cleanup, but ain't nobody thinking, like, who in the hell is the owner of this boat that's going to pull this super tanker in and steal all this fucking oil? They stealing oil. There ain't no other way. They're stealing unregulated oil. And nobody ain't really thinking about that. They're stealing unregulated oil. Fuck the oil spill. They're stealing oil.
I need some for my lawnmower. Think I can get a couple gallon down there.
They're stealing oil, man. What the fuck they doing? You know what I'm saying? They're pulling in. They got their partners. They pulled their little tugboats in, sucked up their little couple of, you know, hundreds of thousands of gallons of free oil. So when they do plug the shit, you know what I'm saying, everybody can turn around and make their money off of the surplus they done stocked up. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going to happen. Now you got this big super tanker, probably blown to Kevin Costner, or I'm pretty sure he got some money.
Did you read about that? Did you read about that big boat?
Yeah, that fag shit, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Does it belong to the Netherlands or something?
Man, he claiming that he was the one mastermind behind making the idea and all that bullshit. They just trying to put a fucking celebrity face on it. Yo, dumbass.
They're dancing with wolves.
Like
he better go start dancing with the wolves again, that motherfucker.
Man.
Or I start slapping the piss out of him.
My new invention. Man, what the fuck, yo? Motherfucker knew about this shit.
I'm going to slap
shit
his
happened.
Ass. Fucker.
Back in 1979, now they talking about it's the largest oil spill since 1979, but they don't want to say Ixtox 1, you know what I'm saying? They still don't put the truth out there, you know what I'm saying? Ixtox 1 was the same shit. It was an American fucking oil rig that spilled in the Gulf of Mexico, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wasn't, didn't belong to Mexico. It was a fucking American oil rig. They talking about in American history. Man, what the fuck ever, man. I'm gonna hear that bullshit. Goddamn American history. And U.S. history and all the other bullshit. Anyways, but how's the site going anyway?
Yeah, it's having some problems. I've had some employee problems on it. Keeping employees, motherfucking people, though. Like, they got the easiest job in the motherfucking world. And they can't keep it together to come to work, these motherfuckers. So I fired their fucking asses.
God damn.
Easiest fuck job there is. Where else can you get a job? Roll out of bed. And or if you want to do it in bed, you can work the site from fucking bed. These motherfuckers.
Damn. Well, nothing like free enterprise, and that's what I'm trying to, you know, I'm working on. Oh, yeah, I meant to tell you now. I'm moving to a new network. I'm going over to paranormalsoupnetwork.com. The interface of it.
It looked pretty good. The Jackal's network looks real good.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm heading up the entertainment section of it. I'm the actual first one on the entertainment section side of it. And I'm, you know, just sending all, getting all my information sent over and stuff like that. And, yep, pretty soon, you know, I'm working out the time of when I'm going to actually do it and try to find a comfortable time, you know what I'm saying?
Why don't you have a nighttime show, Smelly?
It's because I work at night, though. You know, most of the time I'm doing DJ gigs and everything.
Oh, okay,
so,
okay.
Yeah, the daytime is shit. I'm the most
right,
convenient.
Right. That's cool. Anytime for me.
On the weekend.
Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah,
I don't work. I
retire. You work, shit. You doing your work. You got your website working,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Working. You know, if a motherfucker paying you, just work. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm trying to move over to another network. So I can get paid for doing what the fuck I'm doing right now. You know what I'm saying? And that's entertaining. So, at its finest. At its finest.
Hey, somebody, I was on a show last night on Blog Talk Radio, and somebody on the chat room goes, how much money does the revenue sharing program pay for Blog Talk Radio? I says, well, if you get one check all year, you may be able to buy a cup of coffee from McDonald's.
Yeah, know that.
And they
maybe.
They thought I was kidding them. I said, I'm fucking serious.
Yeah, so maybe. Man, who the fuck shops off of Amazon.com? Nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I don't shop on that shit. So it's like, you know, you got to, that's the only time you're going to get paid? Is somebody motherfucking shops off their site and buys something? That's some bullshit.
No, but somebody said that they thought Blog Talk paid a lot of money.
Hell no, nah. Maybe Miss Fly Lady or one of them other shows getting paid, but the damn show ain't nobody else around here.
Did you ever get a check sent to you?
Nah, man, they sent me some old bullshit talking about yo, whatever the fuck. Shit, I don't know what the hell they sent. They sent some old bullshit. Damn, sure no check that I was 16 cents or some shit like that. Some shit that, you know, ain't.
Yeah, you have a show on every day for a fucking year and you get 16 cents.
Yeah. Yeah. After my year, yeah.
That's a motherfucking insult.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all good. But that taught me, you know what I'm saying? The first year taught me, you know what I'm saying? So, like, through the advertising, you know what I'm saying? You know, people give you a little perks, you know what I'm saying? Hey, play your ad, you get free bids. You know what I'm saying? Jackal sent me some stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I'm getting the hook up with, you know what I'm saying, a new network to get up on and actually get paid. So, but then through that, you know what I'm saying, they actually got sponsors and stuff, you know what I'm saying, that's already looking at the site, you know what I'm saying, in order to advertise.
Uh-huh.
So, boom, we kick the little advertisements in between, you know what I'm saying? And we get paid. They don't offer that here, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which they should, you know what I'm saying? We actively on these motherfuckers every day. You should be goddamn supplying us, you know what I'm saying, by messenger or whatever, you know,
they
at least five ads a day.
Like about a penny a month.
Man, you know. That's for Amazon, though. I'm saying just any ads, like, you know what I'm saying, like random ads. Random customers that, you know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about Blog Talk Radio sends revenue sharing checks of about fucking 25 cents a year.
Yeah.
They're ridiculous.
Yeah, well, they didn't send me no check. It was like 16 cents. But they didn't send me no check. I ain't on no fucking check anyway. Keep that bullshit. Oh, no, I don't want that. Yeah, well. Don't go to Italy, man. Because kissing in cars, feeding stray cats, and building sandcastles, yeah, are all banned in Italy.
Really? Them cocksucking Mussolini motherfuckers?
Bans on kissing while driving a car, blah, blah, blah. Among the rash new laws, Italians say threatened to turn the country into the ultimate nanny state.
Can you get a blowjob while you're driving?
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. More than 150 public security laws have been introduced since Silvio Berlusconi, the prime minister, granted extra powers to local councils to help them crack down on crime and antisocial behavior.
And can you get a blowjob while you're driving?
In the hell, I don't know. Let's see. In the fight to maintain public decorum, Vigavano, a town near Milan, this week slapped fines of 160 euro or 130, whatever the fuck them shits is, each on a young couple who dared to sit on the steps of a local monument.
What the fucking goddamn day goes?
No wine for a woman 37 without ID. You motherfucking right. Shit.
You know what a day
goes? Goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't do that shit down here. Shouts out to DJ Big Mike. Nah, down here they you take your ass like I went to what they call Channel Side down there. You know what I'm saying? This is like the upscale, so-called upscale part of town. You know what I'm saying? Where everybody go hang out. It's got all the bars and bullshit. So we hanging out, and my homegirl I took with me. I'm 32. She's 30. You know what I'm saying? She looked like she over 21 at least.
She's dirty?
She goes to this goddamn...
You said she was dirty?
30, man. Goddamn.
I said dirty. Dirty. Like dirty. Like a
30,
filth.
Motherfucker. Dirty. Yeah. And, so when we get into the motherfucking... You know, I sure... Like, the dude Thomas... Now, we older than the dude that's checking the IDs. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker told me something. I need to see some IDs. I'm like, bam, shot him the ID and shit. And she was like, oh, I forgot mine at the house. I'm like, why the fuck, first of all, would you leave your ID at the house? You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck leaves the house without your ID? Motherfuckers down here, dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, you just fucked the whole night up there and there. Now I got to take your ass all the way back home just to get your ID, which, you know, fuck it. Two tears in a bucket, we going to do that because, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck,
they had free drinks
bitch,
all night.
You should have let her fucking stay home, that bitch.
They had free drinks all night. Well, we was already there, so you know what I'm saying. It was open mic night, so I took her home. Because they put these big ass black X's on her hand. I mean, on both hands, like two big dumb ass X's.
Did you say it was
so
open,
she can't drink?
Open cunt
I said, she's fucking serious.
Open night.
No, it was open mic night. You know what I'm saying? You know, all rappers coming or singers or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So they had free drinks all night. All you had to do was tip the bartender. Free beer, free well drinks. You know what I'm saying? Which I'm going to get the free beer next time I go because the motherfucking well drinks is watered down like a stump, bitch. Try the system on that. But it's all good. And, But anyway, that's my point is this chick right here, 37-year-old British grandmother, said a grocery store refused to sell her a bottle of wine because she didn't have ID to prove she was over 18. Damn, I was 21. The fuck? Yeah, Melanie Alcott of Worcester, England, said she went into the co-op store to buy wine for her dinner with partner Andy Lee, 38, but employees refused to sell her the bottle without ID. Yeah, Alcott, whose 19-year-old daughter gave birth to a baby 2 months ago, said she had the employees phone the store's manager, who sided with the workers. Yeah. Well, bitch, you should be happy you look that fucking young. What the hell wrong with you? Some people just don't know how to, you know what I'm saying, take it all in. Just
hey, man. You having a cookout this weekend, Smell?
Nah, man, you know, I don't celebrate no fucking July 4th. That ain't my Independence Day.
Ain't gonna buy no weenies.
June 19th, brother.
You ain't gonna grill no weenies?
June 19th is Black Independence Day for Southern people. Not the Northern people, but that's when, you know, slavery ended. Was June 19th, 1865. So, technically, that's our Independence Day. The United States got
just
free
let me
from
know
Britain.
I would have come down and terrorized
July
4th. Town.
1776. You know what I'm saying? So technically, you know, and we ain't, and the United States ain't even free from fucking Britain now. Look, you got them poisoning the fucking water. So how the fuck we got independence from them? You never come over here and poison the goddamn water.
I don't know.
Come on, man. You feel me? But it's supposed to be today, you know, this weekend is supposed to commemorate our breaking away from the motherfuckers. Man, please. The bitch still over here poisoning the goddamn water. I'll buy that for a dollar. Yeah. Anyways, did you hear that they got a new airline that start to, they got a standing room only on flights?
Nah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Irish Airline announced plans to introduce vertical seats for standing passengers with $7 tickets. But safety officials said the plans may be quashed. The chief executive for Michael O'Leary announced, chief executive Michael O'Leary announced the plans to replace the back 10 rows in all of the airplanes, is 250 planes, with standing areas, along with a plan to replace the bathrooms with a $1.50 pay toilet. Yeah, the Daily Telegraph reported Thursday. And officials hope to begin safety testing in about 12 months.
So that's an Irish airline?
No. Yeah. Man, they got life fucked up if I'm finna be standing on a goddamn plane. Shit. Fucking plane goes sideways. Or you gotta strap yourself in standing up.
Wow.
And you're talking about a 14-hour flight. You gonna stand up for 14 hours straight? Yeah, imagine the fuck out of that.
Wow.
If anybody ever flew before, and I'm talking about extended flights, you know, probably, here to Las Vegas, that was what? No, that was too long.
4 hours for me, Las Vegas.
No, not from Florida. Hell, I forgot. That was a long-ass flight.
Four hours from Florida.
Oh, what?
Yeah, hell it ain't. 4 hours. 3.5, 4 hours from Florida to fucking Las Vegas.
No, man. It took me... I don't know. I thought it was longer than that. I thought like 6, 7 hours.
No. I flew out there several times. What part?
Las Vegas.
No, Florida. What part of Florida?
Oh, Tampa. Tampa to Las Vegas.
Shouldn't be no more than 4 hours. I take that red eye. I always fall asleep on that flight. I'm always fucked up. I get tired. I'm all fucked up. My day's all fucked up after the flight. Everything's all fucked up after the flight.
Yeah, the jet lag be like... How about this? Would you do this? This is Texas. Teacher overpaid by $9,790 and returns the money. Right.
Yeah.
Texas substitute teacher at that, people. Said he returned a $9,790 overpayment. But he's worried because a corrected check stub still shows the amount in his payment history. So they can come back and still sue his ass. Hell no.
46-year-old.
Yeah, that was, he should have just kept the shit. Fort Worth School District substitute who asked to remain anonymous because of possible retribution. What, like what? Said he received a check for $11,300 Monday instead of the $1,510 he was owed.
Underpaid.
So he returned the money in a cashier's check and received a new check for the correct amount, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram reported.
And the notes called him a stupid motherfucker.
It had to. I mean...
I never would have gave that back. Fuck them.
Man, shit. It ain't no error like a good error. Shit. Goddamn.
If you find $10,000 on the ground, would you turn it into the police?
The
following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Yeah, that ought to tell you. shitting me, motherfuckers. If I find $10,000 on the ground, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sing.
Titties and beer.
$10,000.
Titties and beer.
I'm going to the strip club with $1,000. Get some titties and beer.
First thing Charlie's going to do is buy himself a bag of herb. I can see him smelling
yeah, well,
booze, buy some brew.
I'll probably hit the herb first, you know, of course. You know,
and
you
the third thing he's
going to
do is buy you.
Yeah, that's majority of the women down here. That's pretty possible. They go for pretty cheap. They sell the cooter pretty cheap down here, you know. Pack a six-pack of Bud and you can get you some ass. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cheap.
Sure.
But you might not want that ass. You know what I'm saying? All cheap ass is not good ass.
Stanky ass.
Yeah. Don't be a cheap ass.
Cheap ass.
Check this out. Dock worker stole and sold on eBay. Why people do, you know, some things you can get away with. But eBay is so highly tracked nowadays, man, it's like crazy. Police in Illinois said they arrested a dock worker who stole dozens of items being shipped by his company and put them up for sale on eBay. Yeah. Investigators said Thomas Fasek, 48, took items being shipped by Standard Forwarding Company, a trucking firm where he worked, where he has worked for 5 years, and put them up for sale on eBay. Will County Sheriff's Detectives said a radio modem reported missing. Will County Sheriff's Detectives said a radio modem reported missing from Standard Company. Damn. So he put this shit on eBay. And of course, if you do a search, it's going to pull up those items. And then, dun-dun-dun-dun. Yeah.
Well, I'm watching a crazy movie that was before I tuned into you. It's called White Lightning. One crazy motherfucking West Virginia hillbilly fucking movie. You got to see it. I'll send you the link so you can watch it later on. It is fucking nuts.
You ever heard of this one? Yeah, you can send that to me. Walmart worker fired for legal pot smoking.
Oh.
Ensues? Yeah, a Michigan man, this is in New York, though, a Michigan man has sued Walmart stores for firing him after he tested positive for medical marijuana he was using legally to treat pain from an inoperable brain tumor and sinus cancer.
Damn.
Lord. And Joseph Casillas, 30, said he was fired late last year after 5 years of employment at a Walmart store in his hometown of Battle Creek. According to a complaint filed Tuesday with the Calhoun County District Court, Casillas began using marijuana on his oncologist's recommendation after Michigan voters had approved medical marijuana use in 2008. So he ain't in Rome.
Wow.
That's fucked up, but he ain't wrong, though. Damn.
Well, they're starting to crack down in California. I know they busted 500 joints there about a month ago.
Yeah, you told me that. Yeah, they ain't. And that's so stupid, man. How are you going to make shit legal, but then you're going to bust fucking legal spots?
What they did is they don't have it legal federally. And I said, now what the fuck good is it? Now, if it's not legal federally, what good is it?
Smelly,
there's a movie for you to watch if you can figure out how to open it. That's the link. You gotta watch this motherfucker movie, please.
What do you mean, figure out how to open?
Well, they're not hard to open. You just gotta follow the directions. If you want me to help you open it, when you call me on the phone after the show, I'll show you how to open the movies. There's all kind of good ones. I watched that Twilight, that new Twilight Eclipse. They're getting
it's
really
playing
bad.
Off top with the link. It's playing.
What's that?
It's playing. It's 88 minutes and 25 seconds long.
Oh yeah. Oh, is it playing?
Yeah, that link automatically, Z Share, that's what I like about Z Share, because right. any files you upload, they automatically, like a audio or video file, automatically start
playing. Take the movie back to the beginning and watch it. Is it all the way back to the beginning?
Yeah, Salt.
Oh,
it's just
you
beginning.
Gotta watch that movie. It's fucking crazy. Some crazy hillbilly huffing gas. Oh, fuck, is it not?
What? All right, that's part of davidmovie.com.
Yeah,
that's
you gotta watch
name.
That movie. That's on Movie Father. That's one of my favorite shows. And a lot of new stuff comes out on Fridays. Hell, I just got done watching
a UK film. Yeah, this has got to be nutty. Fucking anything about a UK.
You hear music?
Fucking nutty. Yeah, little country honky bunk hillbilly.
Yeah.
Floor tapping.
Dick
got any hillbilly music?
Or fucking cousin fucking pheasant plucking.
Yeah, I got to get some hillbilly music for all my hillbillies out there. You know, I got to be unbiased on this show. You know what I'm saying? Got to be unbiased. Got some hillbilly music going on. All right, I'm going to put that on pause since we only got
Yeah, watch that after a while. You'll fucking holler your ass off, man. I couldn't take my eyes off. It's so fucking funny.
And you can download it, so, you know, that's cool, too.
Yeah, I don't download them. I just play them, you know. I ain't taking up all my memory with them. All that memory around fucking movies, you know, fuck that.
Yeah, I know that. Well, hey, man, happy 4th of July to you, brother.
Yeah.
I know this is,
how about,
you know, you're doing your thing.
You're winding up. Why don't you call me after the show, buddy, all right?
Yeah, I'll hit you up, because I'm going to be sticking around for a few seconds before I get out of the house. And,
all right, hit me up after the show, buddy. Talk to you later. Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, all y'all out there celebrating it, you know
all
what
right.
I mean? That's not real big.
Watch
and,
your fingers, man. Throw that fucker quick. Just light it and throw that motherfucker quick.
Hey, you know that.
All right, Smelly. I'll be waiting for you to call me. Goodbye.
All right. We're getting out of here with the last song. This is the Rush Project. Once again, I'm going to play one more track called the Rush Project. We're going to get them on the show. Coming up, man, I'd like to thank everybody. Fire Tracks Friday. That's Easy Rider from www.bid66.com. Go and check them out with your free 50-cent bids today, man. You know what I'm saying? Hook you up. And, yeah. And this later time kind of sucks. There wasn't too many people coming through, I guess, because everybody knows. I'm 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so it's still cool. So check me out coming soon, ParanormalSoupNetwork.com. It's going down real big. Entertainment section will be featuring, you know, the all-new Starship Shemelli Prize, because we're going to be going down over there doing it real big. This is the Rush Project. It's called Stomp and the Grown Man.
Hello, world. You see, I'm up in here with the Rush Project. Maybe off that grown man. You dig it?
Need them.
spot. In the club, we show love, but not for outsiders. Staff, TRP, and Rush Riders. Damn softer, these big timers, showcase headliners. You hear our name, then get behind us. I'm a plus to a minus. We the sleep town finest. Come on, man.
It's the grown man. That's what they want. That's what they want. It's the grown man. That's what they want. That's what they want.
I'ma take a pause just to take this hit, man. I hope you brought an extra zip, man. Cause out here we don't blow no plain Jane. And two hits dudes ahead to have to lift you with the crane. It like a chimney, and when we cheapin' in the Bentley, you best hit it gently, keep it friendly, pass it to the left in the circle, before we done, y'all be geekin' like Urkel. I keep my watch at 420, one for the money, two before the show, three to get ready by the four, hit my phone,
let's go.
Until I lay this track up like I was embroidery, and keep hitting that shit until they more to me, and you can bet I'ma cook this thing up like a chemistry test, keep the BZ in rotation and hold your hands high, it's a TRP invasion.